Another action item next, item F. This is the trial court budget minimum operating and emergency fund balance policy. We welcome back Zlatko and Stephen.
And before we start, is there any public comment on this item? If so, please raise your hand or come forward. And Chief, I'm seeing nobody raising their hand or coming forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. This issue is related to the 1% fund balance cap. As you may recall, back in August of 2012, as a related action to the language that relates to the 1% limitation on fund balances, we brought to you an issue regarding the council's policy on minimum fund balance policy, and we thought that it was important that at that time we suspend the requirements for the 3 and 5% of your general expenditures to be set aside, because the statute now was limiting us to 1%. The reason it was suspended was because we were hopeful that there were our continued advocacy for eliminating that cap would come, and we would then be able to reinstate the council's internal policy regarding minimum fund balance. This issue was brought to the Budget Advisory Committee at its July 7th meeting, and staff provided three different options: terminating the policy, suspending the policy indefinitely, and suspending the policy for another 2 years, similar to what the council had done previously in August of 2012. The Budget Advisory Committee unanimously recommends that the council terminate the policy, notwithstanding our continued efforts to undo the 1%. Maintaining it on the books for our fiscal policy just does not seem warranted at this time, and that is the recommendation of the Budget Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Slatko. Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you, Chief. Let me ask a question. Would another option available to us be simply to suspend the policy for another 2 years?
And that was one of the three options that was presented to the Budget Advisory Committee, and they unanimously voted to terminate the policy. So, yeah, it was an option that was brought to their attention. We presented it to you, but it was not what was the recommendation of the advisory
committee. I'm kind of inclined to say that's a nice option.
Commissioner Alexander, then Mary Beth Pott.
From a political perspective, having the policy seems like it is more encouraging that we would get the money back than terminating a policy and having to reinstate it if we get the money back. So can you explain why it was decided to terminate as opposed to suspend either for 2 years or indefinitely?
I'm trying to recall the discussion. There was a bit of that discussion, but I think it was just a matter of we're continuing our advocacy. The suspension has made little difference in the conversations at this point with the administration, and having it there just seemed unnecessary.
Mary Beth?
I would agree that this policy no longer really maps to what's going on, but I do want to bring up that depending on what we do with item H, there could potentially in the future be a need for some form of a policy, and these are more comments for item H, and I'll hold on to them for them, but I think we have to have a safety net somewhere, and that at some point, whether we discuss it now or we discuss it with H, this policy right now doesn't map to the reality of the statutes, but I'm a little hesitant to just say, it goes away and there's nothing else in place. But I think some of my comments will make more sense when we start to talk about item H.
Thank you, Mary Beth. David Yamasaki, then Judge Jacobson.
Thank you, Chief. I just wanted to add a little bit to the conversation by recalling some of the points that were discussed during the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee meeting. This particular provision has been used for a few years, and history has shown that it has not been drawn down each year to address some of the issues. And what has been the result is the monies would come back to the courts late in the fiscal year, and obviously creating a bit of a challenge, especially with the 1% cap that we have to live with. And I think part of the discussion was that we are struggling right now, and the sooner that those monies can come back to the court.
Right on
page.
I'll withdraw my comments.
But I wonder if what you're saying means that we should consider this item with item H before we decide it without the benefit of the comments of the Budget Advisory Committee?
I think that's probably
okay.
Beneficial.
Okay. So at the so what we'll do is we'll continue this item to discuss with item H, and we'll move on to item G.
Are we going to suspend it or terminate?
No, we're going to. Thank you. Don't confuse it anymore.
He's here all week. Okay.